It's Dr. Habiter dictating a dictation on Rodolfo Sylvia Perez. Rodolfo, R-O-D-O-L-F-O, last name S-I-L-V-A, space P-E-R-E-Z, birth date 6-2-59, dictation 221, excuse me, yes, 221-26. Patient presents with history of feeling tired for the last 15 days or so. If she's had trouble sleeping for years, wakes up at night, gets about 5 hours of sleep a night. States she's been taking potassium, 90 milligrams, 7 tablets a day with magnesium, suggested by a physician in Mexico. Review of symptoms, has had congestion for 2 weeks. I didn't say that just now. Also taking magnesium tablets. States that he tries to reduce his potassium dose, he gets like cramping in his muscles. Has history of high blood pressure, tiredness is above, sleep disturbance is above, allergic rhinitis, this congestion, allergic rhinitis, social history, states he has some stress with bills, but denies a lot of stress, and the history non-contributory physical same general appearance, no acute distress. He had eyes, ears, nose, and throat, but in normal illness, neck, supple, about masses, lungs with clear ossification percussion, heart rhythm, rhythm without murmurs, gallop, abdomen soft without organomegaly or tinnitus, back scan, extremities, neuropsychiatric, all within normal limits, an EKG perform. Without abnormality, patient had recent lab work with elevated potassium, 5.5. We'll repeat blood work to check potassium with magnesium level and T7 as well. Advised to decrease his potassium tablets to 4 or 5 a day as tolerated. Patient given prescription for trazodone, no dose to take at night to help with sleep. If over-the-counter melatonin is not helpful, is to monitor, reduce sugar intake with evidence of slight pre-diabetes on the lab work. Advised to take over-the-counter antihistamines, decongestants for allergic rhinitis. We'll follow up, advise to follow up in 2 weeks. Has had recent labs and et cetera recently with several office visits. We'll discuss additional, we'll get information and follow up in 2 weeks. If not, responding to above treatment. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.